Well, we were real good friends when I was like 20 and Glenn was 17. I'm very happy for his success, and vice versa. He was very vital in my career, because of course the Eagles hit big long before Silver Bullet did, and he was one of our biggest boosters. You know, I remember when the Eagles first got, they weren't even the Eagles yet, when they were with Linda Ronstadt, they talked her into doing Big River and a couple of my songs from my Mongrel album. Yeah. And he was always boosting me in California, saying, "Hey, this guy, you know," always talking to Henley and the guys in the band, saying, "You know, we gotta rock like this. We gotta," because Glenn was really the rocker in the band initially, you know. And Glenn was like the rocker and the R&B guy, you know. And then Henley was really the rest of them were really quite country. And then Henley got really deep into rock and roll as well. It's been, you know, we've had a great relationship for like 30 years. With, I think Capitol actually re-signed me on the strength of Beautiful Loser. They actually heard the album. It was already done. And I remember Glenn Frey was a pivotal moment in my musical career because Glenn had some success with the Eagles. They were on their third hit single, I think, Peaceful Easy Feeling, or maybe even their third album, On the Border. I can't quite remember, one or the other. And he came to my house and heard Beautiful Loser, the entire album. He said, "Now you've got it. Now you're writing them, and now you're going to get on the radio." And he literally said that to me, and I said, "Great," you know. And it gave me confidence. And that was when I put together Silver Bullet.
We were talking about you made a liar out of a lot of people.
Oh yeah.
It was it that you just didn't know when to quit? You wanted it so bad.
I think all of the above, and I think that the talent developed. I think Glenn and Don, knowing two guys who were really successful, and being friends with them, they were very supportive of me, both of them, at that time. And the Eagles were doing real good. I think Hotel California came out right
Same
around,
year as Night Moves.
Yeah, same year as Night Moves, and those guys were my pals, and they were saying, "Well, you know." And Irving was helping Punch, my manager, saying, "You know, when you do this, do this." And the Eagles were telling me it's like this in the big buildings. And I just had a lot of support. And old friends, you know, because I had supported Glenn, you know, when he was a young kid who didn't know anything about music. The song Against the Wind is a typical Bob and Glenn thing, Glenn Frey thing. I wrote the song. I recorded it with Bill Simzik, and Glenn was kind enough to come down and do the backgrounds with me. He was very excited about doing the backgrounds because he was dating a girl named Janie at the time. And so he said, "This will get me in, you know, good, you know." It's little things like that, you know, that people don't realize what goes on in rock and roll, you know. Janie was lovely. She was the queen of my night. And Glenn, "Oh, I got to sing background on that one." "Oh, okay. Why?" "I'll tell you later."